So I'd like to welcome everybody to see him this evening. I'd like to just start by saying the Harris family suffered a big loss this year. My father-in-law was Mr. He was the patriarch of our family, and been a profound loss for us. You know, the Cohen and Diller family suffered a profound loss this year. Cleveland community, obviously, this week has been a rough week. Brother-in-law, Greg is not here now. He lost his brother-in-law. So, Bez Hashem, this Siyum should be a meal for all the holy neshamas. I hope it will be. Before I the Messiah, I just want to thank, first, I want to thank my Asian child, my wife, Sydney, for always being a support for me, always encouraging me to learn, always making sure I'm out of bed at 5:20 in the morning. I want to thank my chavrusha, Rabbi Cohen. He's been said by some to be like the Vince Lombardi of Cleveland Heights. I don't know if any of you know Vince Lombardi. If you don't, Google it. But he's unyielding. He's always pushing me. His love for learning is contagious. And I'd be lost without him. So I just want to, I don't say it enough, but I want to know that it's very much appreciated the time you spend. And thank you. I want to thank Rabbi Margaretin for his Torah, for his time, for his ability to give over some very complicated Torahs and to us who may or not so in the know. And it's very much appreciated the time you spend preparing, the time you spend giving over early in the morning. And of course, Yeshu does not run without Rabbi Berger, who is the engine behind this, and always behind the scenes, without stand there. And he's my call Rebbe. He's always been the call Rabbi Berger, and it's quite impressive and something to learn from. So thank you all. And that's on behalf of, I'm sure, everyone here. So I'm going to just finish off the Gittin here. It says the end of the Gemara reinforces the notion of tragic implications of one who divorces his first wife. The Dama Rabbi call Magarish Ishto Rishona, anyone who divorced his first wife, a few Mizbeach Morid Alav Samachos, even the Mizbeach Shed Tir. Shinamar, as it says, Zos Shenes Tatsu, this too you have done, you will do. Kisos Dima Es Mizbeach Hashem, Chi Vanaka, that you cover the Pasuk says, you cover with tears in Mizbeach, with sighs and with groans. Main ode denotes al haminch lekachas resod yetchem, and Hashem will no longer turn to your offerings and take with desires from your hand. Amata alma, and you'll ask why? Aki Hashem ha'ed bein ho bein asher eishes nurech. Hashem testifies your testimony between you and the wife of your youth. Because you betrayed her. She is the companion and the wife of your youth. Loy in Sate Menach and the Sate of Gid the Velod and the Sate went on below Ba'amad Adain below Ba'amad Ashi. You have some of an Abbot, you know, hello, hate of every saint. Today, Sorat of Mirasim, Oilam Hazer, Pana Lila Mabar. Anina Ma Papa, Rani Ma Papa, Nakum Ba Papa, Akum Ba Papa, Abu Mari Ba Papa, Rafa Ma Papa, Rafish Ba Papa, Surah Ba Papa, Adam Ba Papa, Zor Ba Papa. Modi manach nu manach ad in der ich der ist. So machta kokenu. So samta kokenu yoshvei beit amedras
Situation. our results and so not to nothing. I pray. First your time tonight, a shot. Make sure it should be a good for the Shama. Also, I'd like to thank Mr. Yaakov Hyman. Also, his great active participants in many ways. In Carlo, Bob, your time is tonight. 20 seconds. Your time. Zev Aye, Ben of Yitzchak Yechiel Halevi, Yitzchak Yaakov Halevi, and he just lost. Come and should have an
Alevi.
Also, Yavaz family, name of Avram Cohn, his revenue is here, Aedical is here, Billy is around. Number 59. Shama should have an Aliyah, Golden Boss, Joshua, and also the son, brother in law, used to stick around. Son, Yaakov Elia, and Moshe Yosef, in the New York site, the son of Shama Shabbos, Shama should have an Aliyah. And of course, to Thomas left us. Thomas left last week. The only thing of one thing. Oh. Learning Torah, it's good for them to serve us, of all the great things that we did. Okay, we did a call on Rabbi Margaretin. Say a few words of Divrei Bracha for the Rav Yitzchak.
If you're on mute, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm driving through inclement weather, so I'm going to keep my remarks as brief as I can because it's really very slow traffic. I just want to express my cars of time to everybody. It is my schut to be able to be part of the G&E group, and I say this every time, and every time it gets longer. Very unusual for a shiur that's not like a Daf Yomi shiur that's part of a national organization to be able to say that 21 years later, almost 21 years later, they're still learning and finishing Masechta, and I feel it is an honor to be part of this group. And I have a Gevaldik Hakara Satay for those who show up every morning, they begufam, they on the phone, whether they show up physically or they show up on the phone. I have a tremendous hakaras hatayim to them. The Vanishim shall help us all. And we should be able to continue learning Torah because Kehem Chayenu, Vayarach Yemenu. Bottom line is, Torah is the most important thing that we can do. And therefore, again, I want to thank everybody. Thank Rabbi Berger, who has been the engine of Dershu. I want to thank him. And to be able to continue learning Torah on a speediest basis and a consistent basis. Mazel tov to everybody. And again, I don't know if I'll be able to listen to Rabbi Cohn's speech, which I really wanted to, but it's inclement weather, so I will. Don't know if I'll be able to listen to it or not, but mazel tov anyway. Have good.
Thank you, Rabbi Yitzchak. And move along to the program. Well, that's how you really say that, you know. The year never stopped. If I remember saying Baruch Hashem, wouldn't have believed that it would be almost 21 years. But even during COVID, when there was an empty base measure, I don't, was there ever a day that it stopped, or who was always on the phone?
Well,
yeah, but Jenna was on the phone, right?
Yeah,
Jenna was on the phone. The Kabbalists were on the phone, so Kol Hashem Gavav Yitzchak Hashem, and take place, continues and always can be. I'd like to call out Dr. Harris, a very involved member and a sponsor for Nice Fields, and we have good memories of Dr. Harris's parents, for both of their neshamas, the Nice Field and the learning, the whole camaraderie, getting together. Give you Dr. Harris. So no coincidences,
but my mother-in-law, Mash, Lise Mash, her yard site was Gimel Shvat just past Wednesday, just when we finished the Siyum Kumt, very close to the yard site. So it crosses in her memory and in the memory of my father-in-law. And I just want to say a few words about my mother-in-law. She was a very vibrant woman. She had a simchas achayim. She was soft-spoken. She was edel. She was a very dedicated mother and wife. My dear wife sent an email. I hope I have her shush to say this over. But I just want to read something that my wife sent out to some of her friends. It kind of expresses who my mom was. She said, tonight, tomorrow, Gimel Shvat is the third year outside of my dear mother, Elise Mesh. This is a time of year that we have to remember, despite the cold and seeming inactivity, nature is nourishing new seeds of life. Despite the darkness and sometimes pain, Hashem is preparing us for a time ahead of healing and blossoming. My mother had a beautiful, natural smile. I can only picture her that way. She also had an ability to hope for good things to come each and every day, a powerful legacy. I ask on this day to do a kindness, give a smile, even some encouragement and hope to someone who could use it. May this action be Elias Neshama for her soul, for Esther Faber, Basilka, blessed memory. So my wife got a response back from a dear friend of my in-laws that I want to share. And every time I try to say this over, I completely lose it. So I'm going to try to keep it together here. Dear Sydney, thank you for your beautiful letter. I have this image in my mind of myself and my little girl in our new home on Crestdale Court. It was a bright day, about a week after we had moved in. She's from Israel, I believe. Shelly was 6 years old, Nina was 5, Dana was 1. Everything was new to me. I didn't know anyone. I was afraid. And then, as if in response to my anxieties, the doorbell rang. Surprised, not knowing what to expect, I opened the door and saw you and your mother standing there with wide smiles on your faces, saying in unison, "Welcome to the neighborhood." You held a tray holding a delicious-looking bun cake and handed it to me. It's an image that always fills me and the girls with warmth and gratitude. Now I'm thinking how smart Mom was to let you carry the bun cake, the tray, and hand it to me. She taught you by doing. She passed her generosity as well as her own smile to you, an open smile to you. What a deserving daughter you are. Love from all of us. So that pretty much touches the memory that my mom had as one example of who my mother-in-law was and the small things she did to help people. So 4 months ago, we lost a patriarch in our family, Mr. Gene Mesh. Mr. Mesh had kind of a rough start in life, but he finished very strong. He lost his father when he was about 2 years old, and he was raised by an overbearing mother. He was a little overweight. He had asthma. He was picked on a lot. He was the only Jew in a class of 500 in his high school. But instead of being a victim, he turned it into something very positive. He was always worried about the guy they overlooked, the people being taken advantage of. So he was a class action attorney. Before class action was cool, like he had explained to the judges what class action was when he was defending these people who were being taken advantage of by these big companies. So that's what he dedicated his life to people who are less fortunate. He was a self-made man. Interestingly, at a party back many years ago, he overheard some people talking that he never had to work in the day of his life. He has two rich uncles. It affected him so much that after he became an attorney, he wrote himself out of the will so he wouldn't get, he wanted to show that he could do this on his own, and he did it on his own. The two things that stand out most about my father-in-law is his unbelievable generosity and his passion for Israel. He was a big supporter of Israel and Israel bonds, but he was also incredibly generous. I mean, towards the end, he was just writing checks. He would write checks. He gave an extra $25,000 to the Kollel. He gave it already, and he didn't realize. But so he said, "Dad, you know, we got to remember us too." So was one story I wanted to share about the Levaya. We asked Levaya was the service done by the conservative rabbi. We tried to make peace in the family. But my wife, Sydney, felt very strongly that she wanted the Kermale to be said by the Orthodox rabbi, happened to have a beautiful voice. So that's not so simple from the conservative Orthodox rabbi to get the same thing. And then the rabbi gets up there, instead of just saying the Kermale, he says, "I know people hate when you, but I got to share a story." He said, in 2012, as you know, the politics and shuls. So he said, he was basically, they got rid of the rabbi. He was in his 50s, and he didn't have a congregation. He said, "It's not a big deal, I'll get a new job." 3 years later, he still doesn't have a job. And he gets a call out of the blue from my father-in-law asking, "How are you doing?" "It's kind of a rough time, I'll land on my feet." Soon after, he gets a letter in the mail from my father-in-law, a $1,000 check. And he thanks him profusely, really, it's so nice, and to do that. 2 months later, it's another $1,000 check. 2 months later, another $1,000 check. Another $1,000 check. So finally, the guy, 4 years later, finally got a job. So he called my father-in-law and said, "Look, you know, I really appreciate it, but yeah, I think I'm good. I have a job now. It's good. I'm good." 3 months later, $500 check. 3 months later, another $500 check. I told you I have a job. He says, "No, but you burnt through your savings. You got to restart. You got to say, no, I'm okay." 2 months later, $250 check. For another 3 months. So this is like a small example. The only thing he liked more, perhaps, than writing checks was sitting on his porch with his talis and his art scroll sitter. He didn't say much in Lashon HaKodesh, but he was talking to Hashem. And it was a visual we'll all have. When you do this family, that brought in the most knowledge. And he would always say that my children, my grandchildren, are my ticket to heaven. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to sponsor things in his memory, and we should holiday the thing. He left us a legacy of how to give, and Bez Hashem, we should rise to that occasion. And Bez Hashem, it should be this Sefim and all our mitzvahs and tzedakah going forward should be a lias for all the nishams.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
I'd like to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us this bus to have Dershu here in Cleveland and enabling us to have Rabbi Margaretchen as our Rebbe. This bus has brought much chiyus to all of us. When Rabbi Berger asked me the names of my mother-in-law and brother-in-law, we're both Nifter recently, I, for a moment, did not understand why he wanted the names. But then, afterwards, everything fit into place. when I heard the Seum was being sponsored, dedicated as Eichon Nishmas, certain family members of Harris Mishpacha, they, in their special manner, would certainly want to find others and have the chus of the Seum. And on behalf of our Mishpacha, I want to thank you. And may many simchas come your way, Yuhera. In brief, when speaking about my mother-in-law, Golda Bat Yehoshua, it reminds me of the two pshatim in Parshas Noach of Toldos Sehem, explains the tzidkus of Noach. One pshat Rashi brings is Maisim Tovim, and the other is children, Toldos Sehem children. And my mother-in-law represented both. Did so many mitzvahs, Adam Lamakam, Adam Chavero, and did them all from Kaddish Hashem, best possible way. And a shot, children, family, she and my shver, Zichron Lebracha, were zochah to build an incredible family. Rabbanim, Sayanim, Askanim throughout the United States, and Eretz Yael, Yehei Zichron Baruch. My brother-in-law, Yaakov Eli and Moshe Yosef, Jackie, and Dirshu have something in common. For those that don't know, the person who started Dirshu in Cleveland was Revitzin Sorajita Katz, Aleh HaShalom. She was the one called up a burger, very smart move on her part, and she the one wanted to introduce Dirshu in Cleveland, said you have to have Dirshu here. She was also the Revitzin and the Mora at Yavi, the afternoon Hebrew school where Jackie went. And they had an incredible relationship which took them way past the times of Yavi. Now, two psukim in Sefer Shmois that seem redundant. It says, in regards to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayigdol HaYeled, and it says, Vayigdol Moshe. The Rashi explains the first pshat, Vayigdol HaYeled, in regards to the age or the height. And the second one was Dula, regards to rank. Rabbeinu was coming in a high position in Paro's palace. But right after that it says, Bayar Bisiglosam, Moshe saw the Israel's burdens. That even though Moshe became high-ranking officer in the palace, that stopped him checking out how his brothers were doing, caring about them. Jackie was the same way. With a very successful businessman at Waxman Industries, he was, after Mel and Armin, he at 25 was the third in place that company. Same thing with Cole National and other places that he worked. He was very high on the management team. But never he used his work as an excuse not to help others. So many people asked him for advice, and his chokmah, patience, care are surely missed. And we try to emulate the ways of the Sukkot Torah, and be zochah to see Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera, the Tzichias Hamesim. Thank you.